The Ocean Calls, a Hun Yo Mermaid Story, written by Tina Cho, illustrated by Jess X. Snow. Dayan and Grandma stretched and watched the sun's first rays kiss the sea. "The ocean is calling me today," said Grandma. "I must dive."
"I want to be a Hun Yo like you," said Dayan. "You're like a treasure-hunting mermaid."
But then Dayan remembered the time she jumped off the big rock last summer while visiting Grandma. Water had filled her ears and nose, burned her eyes, and stung her skin. And worse, the deep ocean where Grandma swam was full of sharks and other scary creatures. Dayan shivered.
"You can't grow into a mermaid if you don't finish your abalone porridge," said Grandma.
Dayan held the shimmery blue abalone shell and rubbed her fingers over its holes. Grandma cleaned and boiled the shellfish from her catch to sell, but this porridge she had saved just for Dayan. As Grandma washed the dishes, she and Dayan practiced holding their breath. 1, 2, 3, 14, 15, 16. Dayan let the air escape in a long sigh. Grandma squeezed Dayan's hand.
"Don't worry. I learned to be a Hun Yo from my mother, and now I will teach you."
After breakfast, Grandma put on sunscreen, a diving suit, flippers, a lead belt, and a mask. Dayan put on sunscreen, a suit, flippers, goggles, and a snorkel. Grandma carried her tools to pluck treasures from the sea. Dayan carried hers to pluck treasures from the shore. Together, they sang a Hun Yo song. "I eat wind instead of rice, take the waves as my home." On the sand, the Hun Yo tromped, clumsy in their flippers. But as soon as they dove, splash, they swam like mermaids. Dayan sat back, feeling like a beached urchin. She wiggled her toes in the tide pool. Grandma popped out of the water, whistling as she let out her held-in breath. Again and again, the Hun Yo dove and came back up for air. The sea breeze carried the sound of their whistling. Dayan climbed onto her lookout rock. A shell gleamed under the water. She jumped in to grab it. As the water circled her waist, she shuddered and gasped. That's when Grandma's voice echoed in her head. She said not to be afraid. The ocean is your home. Know the sea and find its gifts. Dayan looked around at the other girls giggling in the shallow water. She took a deep breath of hope and unclenched her fists. The waves rushed around her ears, but she relaxed when she felt the soft touch of the sea anemone at her fingertips. Maybe I could swim deeper. After collecting 10 sea gifts, Dayan heard singing as the orange globes of the Hanyo's nets floated closer like a giant setting sun. Grandma and the others swam back. Dayan rolled round nets up the shore.
"I found pretty pebbles and shells," said Dayan.
"Beautiful," said Grandma. "Now are you ready to dive with me?"
Dayan set her bucket on a flat rock and looked at the sea. She gulped.
"What if I can't breathe? What if a shark comes? What if I can't escape?"
Grandma sang, "Can't you hear what the waves are saying? They're calling us to come home."
Dayan looked into Grandma's sweet eyes, swallowed her fear, and nodded. Side by side, they walked. When Dayan could no longer feel the ocean bottom, she locked hands with Grandma.
"Take a deep breath, calm your mind, and then we'll dive."
Down, down, Dayan and Grandma dove. But Dayan swam right back up. Dayan whistled as she let out her breath.
"Too quick," said Grandma.
"Relax. Explore."
Down, down, down they went.
This time, Dayan held her breath longer. Seaweed swayed with the current. Colorful fish started by. She pointed to a garden of sparkling treasures. Suddenly, Grandma pulled her up, up, up. "Whoo!" they both whistled.
"Dolphins," Grandma pointed. Dolphins bring hungry sharks. Dayon's heart beat faster. She kicked with all her might. What if they couldn't escape? Her arms felt like the lead weights in Grandma's belts. She swam to a nearby boat. Hanyo waited to lift her to safety, and that's when Dayon remembered her wish. Dayon shivered in Grandma's warm embrace. We work together to keep each other safe. You are brave, Dayon. You'll be a fine Hanyo someday.
But Grandma, I didn't catch anything.
Oh, but you did find treasure. Grandma opened her hand and gave Dayon a sparkling turban shell. Dayon's thumb followed the curve of the shell's spiral. She smiled. For the first time, she felt at home in the sea, like a mermaid, like a true Hanyo.
The end.